I just entitled this message, New Year, God's Way or Your Way? That's a pretty easy title, God's Way or Your Way. Let's pray. Lord, help me to share this message to be clear and simple, that we can all understand and do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. I won't ask for hands as to how many of you made a resolution this year. Some of you are very enthusiastic about committing to a fresh start for a fresh new year. Others are just plain too busy to even think about changes. And then there's those of us that didn't do so well in the last resolution last year, so why would we want to make another one? That probably hits quite a few. I don't know which camp you find yourself in this morning. Yes, they can. Thank you. Thank you. The other half of my mind. And you two shall be one flesh. Good for thing for that. Glory. Thanks, honey. There's a lesson we should all try to learn. For 2018. Here we are, we're already at the end of another month, the first month of the first year. In this new year, we'll face some challenges that we don't know anything about yet. Some decisions. Sometimes we won't know exactly what to do. But there's two directions I want to talk about. And you know what they are. You already heard it. Either we go our way or God's way. And if we want to live in a manner that pleases our Lord, and we want His blessings, we need to learn how to follow God's way instead of trying to forge ahead on our own. Now, I can tell you, I've had an apple out of that bag. I have tried to forge ahead on my own on several occasions, only to find myself in a mess. So if we want to get a proper perspective of this morning, we need to consider who would be a better guide. God, who is omniscient, all-knowing. That's just a fancy word for all-knowing and eternal. He's above and He's beyond time. He knows exactly, absolutely everything about every situation in all of our lives. He is also omnipotent. Does anyone know what that fancy word means? All what? Powerful. And sovereign. He not only has the right to rule, but He has unlimited power to accomplish whatever He desires. So now I want you to think a little bit about your abilities. How about we talk about yours? How does your knowledge compare to God's? How far ahead in time can you see with perfect accuracy? What kind of control do you have over the events of the world, like your job, or your family, your church, or even just your own individual life? Which guide to choose, I think, should be very obvious. Following God should be all of our desires, every one of us. But we're human, and we have natural impulses, natural reasoning, and sometimes it's so strong we forget about God. And so we just plow ahead without giving Him any thought. Sound like you? It's me. I'm here. I've done that already. I'm telling you, I've done that already. I've just plowed ahead and thought, boy, I can do this. I can do this. Whew. What a mistake. You want to repeat your mistake you made last year, this year? Want to just plow ahead and do it your way? So I want to help you with that. I want to help all of us with it. We're going to look at two different episodes in the life of Moses. If you have your Bible now, you can turn to Exodus 2. Exodus chapter 2, he was born during the time that Israel was enslaved in Egypt. They were under great bondage. Moses himself, you know the story, was a Hebrew. He was raised by the daughter of Pharaoh. His own mother ended up raising him. She needed somebody to take care of him, so she got a handmaid to take care of him, and the handmaid was his own mother. Isn't that something how God works? Woo. He had all the education and wealth and prominence of the royal household, but he knew he was a Hebrew. And one day, as we read in the scripture, he saw an Egyptian beating one of his fellow Hebrews. And he responded by secretly killing the Egyptian and burying him in the sand. But you know what he thought? He thought he got away with it. He thought that no one saw him. Remember the reading? Are you there in verse 11, verse 12? He looked this way and he looked that way. I can identify with that. I remember it was several years ago, to give you a personal experience I had happened, because I just got to share that, because he said he looked this way and he looked that way. He didn't see no man. It'd been several years that I was hunting, and I had a 30-30 lever action, and I had gotten my license and wanted to go hunting with Dad. And that's one thing I could always do with Dad. I could always figure on either going hunting or fishing. I didn't have the patience for fishing, but didn't have much patience for hunting either. But anyway, that's another story. So Dad went to his spot, and I was in my spot. And deer started running, and boy, that's always exciting. You hear the leaves rustling, and boy, now I'm ready. All of a sudden, I was frozen, thinking about, I don't even know why I'm in here in this cold weather. I need to be home. But as soon as you hear the rustling of the leaves and the deer start moving, you forget all about being cold. That's the way it was. And so there was two deer running. I pulled up, and I thought, wow, they're running. I think, man, wow. Boom! Yeah, it just kept going. Next one, boom! That one dropped. Oh, boy, I'm in business. So while I'm walking over to the one that dropped, I thought, wow, that's pretty good shooting. One shot. I hadn't shot for years. While I'm standing at that one, I hear some more rustling. I thought, well, is there more deer? I didn't see nothing. I still heard some kicking. Well, then I looked down a little further, and I saw I got two laying here. Whoa! Man, I did like Moses did. I looked both ways. That's what he was doing. That's what it says. Look around to see if anybody saw what he did. That's what I did. I want to make sure nobody else seen what I did. I did a boo-boo. Now got one tag and two deer. Got a problem. So anyway, when Dad finally heard the shots, he knew it was me shooting, so he came. Hey, did you get shooting? Yeah, I did get shooting, a lot of it. How'd you make out? I said, not so good. Got two of them. You need to tag one of them. He wasn't real happy that day. He wanted to shoot his own, but that's all right. Anyway, I just had to share that because he said he looked both ways. You see, he thought he got away with it, but you don't get away with nothing. Because even if there's no man that sees it, God sees everything. He don't miss nothing. God sees everything we do. You're not going to get away with nothing. Moses looked this way and that way, and he saw there was no man. He slew the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. But look what happened the next day. Verse 13, when he went out the second day, there was two Hebrew men that were yakking together or whatever they were doing. It said they strove together. He said unto him, that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? And he said, Who made thee a prince and judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killed the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely this thing is known. There, Moses thought, when he looked around, didn't see anybody. He knew what he saw him, but he found out that that wasn't the case. Another Hebrew saw him and said, you're going to do the same thing to me as you did the Egyptian the other day? Who? Well, Moses was in trouble. So he fled. Moses tried to remedy the situation his way. And when we look at how he responded, it doesn't take long that we discover that we need to avoid repeating the same mistake he did. Moses took matters into his own hands. How many times you take matters into your own hands? I've done it. I thought, well, you know, why wait in the Lord to do something that I think I can handle? Oh, boy. Well, Moses focused on the immediate event that was happening right there before, in front of him. But you know what? He missed the big picture. He didn't see the big picture. But see, God sees the big picture. Moses only saw what was happening right there in front of him. And so, impulsively, he beat this Egyptian till he died, killed him. He relied on his own reason and strength, thinking that he certainly changed the situation for this one Hebrew. But you know what? There was more Hebrews that needed help, not just this one. And his method wasn't very effective. Because, you see, all God's people needed to be delivered. And killing one Egyptian at a time would never set his people free. And so we see another mistake. He failed to consider the future consequences before he acted. How many times we push forward and we don't really think of the consequences of what we're doing? The decision we're making, the actions that we're doing, we don't really consider the consequences. And so we just push forward. We just push on our own. He didn't consider the consequences. Pharaoh heard about what Moses had done, and so he sought to slay him. It was a result of doing things his way. Moses lost his position of prominence. The Israelites continued in slavery. And Moses was now forced to flee to the wilderness, where he lived in obscurity for 40 years as a shepherd. 40 years. I'd look at that and think, wouldn't you think that would be 40 wasted years? 40 years. How old was Moses when he killed the Egyptian? I'm going to make a guess that he was probably a teenager. That would be my guess. Because I know when I was a teenager, I knew everything. Anybody else think about that? Why is it that when you're a teenager, you think you know everything? That's when you get cut loose and see just how much you know. Well, Moses evidently thought he knew everything, but it didn't work out too well. He ended up living in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, if Moses wouldn't have slayed that Egyptian, I wonder how this story would have came out. Was it possible that it could have came out like Jacob, Esther, Daniel? Is it possible that Moses' position in Egypt was a good position, raised under Pharaoh? He certainly would have had been able to accomplish more than what he did accomplish in his own will and power by killing the Egyptian. Is it possible the Lord had other plans for him had he not did what he did? But you know what's good about the Lord? He makes good come out of everything that we do that's wrong. He makes good come out of it. God made good come out of it. 40 years Moses spent in the wilderness. You see, God wasn't finished with Moses. He gave him a second opportunity to get it right, to do things his way. Now we're looking at Exodus chapter 3. You're close there, chapter 3, verse 12. He appeared to Moses in a burning bush, and there he commissioned him to go to Pharaoh and to bring God's people out of Egypt. Moses, of course, had feelings of fear and inadequacy, and you know the excuses that he had going on. This time Moses acted under God's command instead of just the impulse that he had when he saw his Hebrew friend being hurt by the Egyptian. So now Moses proceeds on God's timetable. And when you're in God's timetable, that's a whole lot different. Now he's on God's timetable. He's now relying on God's provisions to accomplish his will. And now he witnesses an amazing display of God's power. And so the story goes on. The plagues are sent to the land of Egypt. The parting of the Red Sea to let the Israelites escape from their captors in Exodus chapter 14. And so now that brings me to considering what God could do in your life, in our life, if you follow his path. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5, says, trust in the Lord. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your paths. In God's word, he has provided commandments and principles. He has provided many, many examples of how to live his way. We have direct access to God through prayer. We have the Holy Spirit within us to lead and guide and direct our lives and to empower us to obey him. What more could we ask for? You getting this? 2018. If we're going to rely on these resources, God will indeed direct our steps. And he will give us the patience that we normally wouldn't have. He will give us the patience to wait for his timing. I'm learning that every day, how important it is to wait on his timing. He provides whatever we need to accomplish his purpose. And just like Moses, we will learn to know and love the Lord. And we'll do that more as we walk and learn to walk obediently with him. And we will be amazed at how he can use our weaknesses and our failures. He will work through us to bring about his will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. And I know in the scriptures, Moses learned later on in his life, we hear Moses saying, Lord, if you don't go, what did he say? I'm not going either. You see, Moses learned that. Lord, if you're not going, I'm not going to go either. You think we could learn that for 2018? I'm not going anywhere, Lord, unless you're going with me. I'm not going to go in Roger's timing. I want to go in your timing. Lord, I do want your blessing in my life. I do want you to have your way in my life. You know, New Year's resolutions can quickly crumble. But I can tell you that God's plans never fail. If we'll make it our goal this year to learn and walk in his way rather than go our own way, we might be quite surprised what he will do. Instead of fretting over a decision, we can learn to trust, rest, and wait on him. We don't need to worry about having fears of inadequacy or failure. His power will be working in and through us. And today, now, is the time to surrender to God's way. Wow, what a message. I can tell you it spoke to my heart. It spoke to my heart.